listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. I'm your host, David Cohen, and once again, we're raising your frequency every Sunday at 1, generating such a positive collective energy in the studio, broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. And, we're just here bumping some tunes I always dance in the studio when the opening song comes on. I'm always just dancing. You wait for the drum. Oh, okay. Wow, it's like a breath. It's like you're like, oh, it's so good. Just to let you guys know, that is Real Boy from San Francisco, California. Check him out. And we're here once again every Sunday. I want to introduce, I'm going to introduce him in a different way. Justin is now my co-host.
Hello.
Whee! Yay. Awesome. It's cool to have another feel in the studio, another energy in the studio. And, and I'm just, I'm so very excited to have you here. Do you want to?
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, brother.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Good to hear your voice. Listen to that voice. He's like, thank you.
Smooth.
Dude. The smoothest sound you'll hear on the internet. You're listening to him right now. How are you guys doing today? Just to let you know, if you want to call in live on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815.
We want to hear your voices.
We do want to hear your voices. Absolutely. You can also call in live. That's 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. That's the one. And if you guys want to check this out, you definitely should. Davy Crockett on the Facebook. You're going to type in DAVIECROCKETT. And you can also check out WMDT. This is a little movement that we are starting. Also, like us on Facebook. Dave's Good Vibration Station. We like you. So you. That's just the way the world works, right? Hopefully. So speak about movements today. On the show, we're actually going to be talking about getting involved with your community. But it's not going to be all sappy. It's not going to be like one of those sappy, like, oh, walk dogs for fun. Like, we're going to be talking about some real stuff. You know, how you can really get involved with your community. Certain examples of how you can do that. Also, we're going to be talking about how we would love your help, not only your help, but your support in helping us start our movement. We're also going to tell you a little bit about what our movement is and why we want to do it. And let us know if you agree. If you're like, hey, I hate what you guys are trying to do, call us. Let us know. Yeah, totally. If you have suggestions, you're like, you know, that's cool, but then I'll keep an open ear. Also, artists, musicians out there, as you know, Dave's Good Vibration Station, gives you the opportunity to let your music be played on LA Talk Radio, which is a very, very cool thing and such a blessing. So let's kick off the show. Justin, first of all, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah? I'm so blessed to have you in the studio with us.
Pleasure.
Always a pleasure. So do you want to tell us, Justin, just to let the listeners know, what is WMDT? Like, if you could define, you know, this movement with what we're doing and kind of the intention, please.
Yeah. Well, it's a movement of music and art. I started to produce graphics, artwork, instrumentals, beats, orchestrals, and, you know, Dave and I collaborate, and we promote positive energy and positive, you know, music and just the whole vibe.
Yeah.
And we actually just finished a 5-song EP that
we worked hard
on. It came out well, I want to say, produced by myself and David on the on the vocals, and
it came out really well. And Justin is such a
stoked on it.
Yeah, dude, I'm so stoked on it. You guys definitely can check it out on the Davy Crockett page,
facebook.com/Davy Crockett.
That's the one. Also check out WMDT on Facebook as well. And I'm just gonna throw out some kudos. Justin is a phenomenally skilled producer and like graphics. He's a very universal guy. You're like, oh, dude, can you do this? He's like, yeah, let me do that. Give me a day, bro. Give me a few hours. Like, here's a sweet beat. Yeah, it's really good, man. But what I wanted to really focus on today specifically was different ways in which you can start a movement in your own community. Check this out. Everybody, like literally every single person, from my understanding and from my experiences, like every single person wants to be different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody you meet has their own thing going for them. Like, you know, one person's a dancer and that's really interesting. And then another person, you know, is a software producer, you know, like, you know what I mean? But everybody like strives to be like different in their own way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the people that really follow their hearts and the people that really truly believe in themselves to be an individual are those in which take the initiative within their surroundings to change it for the better. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about today. Everybody, anywhere, can do this. This show is broadcasted worldwide because it is the World Wide Web. So anybody, doesn't matter if you are in New Zealand or Africa or down the street from the studio, doesn't even matter. What I'm going to say is, guys, there's so many ways for you to make an effect on your community. For example, you know, starting petitions is like kind of a big thing. And there's been like kind of a lot of petitions. Do you ever have like those guys? I guess it's a rhetorical question. I mean, if you want to call in and say yes or no, yes, you
go
can.
Ahead.
But you know, have you had like those guys walking around your neighborhoods with like the clipboards, and then they'll say, "Hey, would you be interested in signing this?" Or you're going like around a college campus, and there's all these like, you know, college students with like clipboards walking up to people trying to get them to like sign petitions and stuff and this and that. Well, like, most of the time, like, people will just, like, kind of walk by, you know, most of the time they'll just be like, okay, yeah, like, sure, like, okay, like, I'll sign it or whatever, but, like, it's really cool, like, if you think about, like, if you read some of these things that some of these kids are petitioning for, it's kind of, like, crazy to think about, like, just, like, kids, you know, like, kids our age, kids younger than us, older than us, that are really trying to make an effect in our community. For example, at Moore Park College, there was a few kids that, they were like going around campus and they had a clipboard and there was like a bunch of them and they were, you guys are going to listen to this and be like, what? They were petitioning to get rid of the lawn. long. Yeah, they were petitioning to, and I know it sounds silly. You hear it now, you're like, what? What is David saying? Like, they're petitioning to get rid of the lawn. And at first, you hear that, you're like, why? The lawn's so pretty. Like, you know, like, what are the golfers going to do? You know what I mean? Like, but then, like, they started, like, you know, I stopped for a sec. I had some time in between classes. So, you know, I stopped and I asked, like why the lawn? You know, like, you know, I could understand petitioning, you know, like, no smoking on campus or something like that. But, you know, why, like, get rid of the lawn?
The lawn didn't hurt anybody.
Right? Dude, the lawn didn't do anything. But they, long story short, they, like, named off all these extra funds that, like, we're paying for. And, like, you know how units in, you know, colleges have been raising substantially for, you know, the past years now. And these kids were saying that, like, literally, and they, like, showed us facts. They showed you, like, diet, like facts and like the exact numbers that like were spent on what and like what percentage of your dollar is going into this lawn, and like it makes you think like, wait, like fuck that lawn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously though. And yeah. And it's just funny. And then they talk about, you know, like the maintenance and like all the sprinklers and like all the water and how many times a day the sprinklers go off to keep like the stupid lawn going when like that's fresh water. You know what I mean? Just like silly stuff like that. And like after that, I kind of like I got not inspired, but definitely a change of thought about things. And like there's literally anywhere that you look and anywhere you go, there's opportunity around you for improvement. You know what I mean? Like improvement in your surroundings.
Yeah.
So at the vibration station, we're just going to we're really going to advocate that you keep your eyes open and like look for things in your surroundings that like you really think could
things that matter to you.
Yeah.
Things that you feel like in your heart you want to improve on, or things that really motivate you.
Yeah.
Per se.
Totally.
Each person has their own thing.
Exactly. 100%.
You gotta find your. Your like little niche.
Your niche, yeah, dude. That, yeah, totally. And you know, something that I've always believed in, what Justin says, which goes along with that, is when you have like that little like fire in you, you know, like that little like
the
passion,
drive.
The drive, you know,
yeah,
to do anything. Let it be like, you know, we're really wasting our money on this lawn, or like, you know, I really want to make this song because I really think people would like this, and you know, or I want to do this. Doesn't matter. But like when you have that drive within you, like on a very subatomic, like very core level, you have that for a reason. Like there has to be some sort of reason, some sort of attachment with that, like to make you feel so passionate about that. And it's when you follow that passion, it's when actually you can like tap into that fire within you and almost channel that into perfect alignment with what you're trying to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like...
I think everyone's... you're born wired to a certain field.
Right.
Maybe. So it's kind of like magnetism, universal magnetism.
Totally.
You're kind of pulled towards something.
Right.
And I think that's what you need to really go for, like strive for in your life.
Right.
Everybody has that little thing, even though most people may have not found it yet.
Totally. And I totally agree. And yeah, man, totally. Justin hit it on the head. So just follow that, guys. Because once you follow that, everything else in your like life and like your world that you live will just align perfectly. You know what I mean? Because like happiness is a self-sustaining force, you know, and excitement and will to do something. That's that. guys, check this out. I'm going to kick off a new song by Davy Crockett, produced by WMDT.
It's the first single.
This is the first. Yes, it is the first single on the EP. This is called The Illustrator, and our EP is The Illustrator.
The Illustrator EP.
Check it out, guys. This is Davy Crockett, WMDT, The Illustrator.
As if I flash back to a parallel place where all struggles fade away and my life's a closed case, floating in the abyss of my ill sickness, haunting insecurities displayed by my linguistics. Please allow me instruction, inspired by this divine introduction. It's DAVIECROCKET. Let's be the shit in all that we wanna see. We pump the same blood as these kings and queens. We built empires with wood from trees. We say eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch an MC on his toe. If he hollers, let him flow. Pray to God he doesn't choke. Fuck it, man. Let's smoke. Just another deep motivator, an excuse to puff up pass. Go back to class. Rhythm won't get you anywhere in life, right, Dad? Little to my understanding, I'm so young, shit is demanding. I paint a pretty picture with my mind's eye with a million words. I see kids holding up diamonds. I see stars keeping me shining. I see teachers keeping me whining. I see my wings keeping me flying. Above circumstances keeping me down. The darkness compounds, love surrounds, and our music is bound to shake the ground like two kings with two crowns. It's absolutely possible, more like unstoppable. When it hits you, makes your spine chill like you popped a knee pill. More than probable, watch me nod out. Just injected this vibration into the collective. That's what we're about, never neglected. WMDT.
That's that, guys. That's the illustrator.
Hope and, you enjoyed that.
Yeah, hell yeah. And part of the reason why we're trying to broadcast this and put this on the air is not only for our selfish reasons, but along with that, also we do it because it's our excitement. And
there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else
that
to do.
That is what we do.
That is we. Yeah, man. And imagine if like everybody had that mentality. You know, imagine if everyone was like, you know, I'm excited today to do what I want to do.
That's all
like,
that matters.
That's it, you know? And that's why we put it out there. And we think that, you know, if we put this out here, it's going to really affect people in a positive way. I think we have, like, some really, really phenomenal frequencies in those beats. In those beats.
The beats.
And I think the some of the lyrics can be inspiring as well. Quite possibly.
Yeah, we hope you guys like that. If you're digging that, check out the Facebook page. We urge you to get involved. Contact us. Give us your feedback. Share the page. Like the page. Just, we're trying to, you know, to spread it.
Yeah, we're trying to.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Prestige worldwide. Like, what is that, Step Brothers? Prestige worldwide. No, and you know, something else that comes with starting a movement is... like, people need to get, like, involved, you know? Like, people need to, like, see what's up, you know? And you know, something else that we here at the Vibration Station are huge supporters of is helping you out, you know? Anything that we can do to help you guys out, we will do, you know? If you guys need us to, you know, just as long as it's anything in, like, and just... like raising your surroundings, you know what I mean? And just like showing people that life really ain't that bad, you know? If that like makes sense. I don't know. It's kind of like an interesting like train of thought that I have rolling in my head right now. Justin's looking at me like, dude. Like,
no, you're on a roll.
No, I don't know, man. I just like, sometimes I'll like get these things where like, like, I'll be talking and then, like, something will make sense, you know? Like, something will just, like, like, for example, if you create a movement in your community and, like, we're here to help and then, like, you help us, we help you, and then other people see that and other people want to start a chain, like,
it spreads.
It's a snowball thing. Yeah. That's that, guys. Just to let you know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got co-host Justin.
Hello.
In the studio.
Hello.
And we're just talking about things that you can do in your community to help it out. And starting movements, cool things, music, art, poetry, love, laughter, light, joy. If you want to call in live, you can do that. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you want to call in and tell us a movement that you're trying to start in your community, let us know. Or if you have any questions, comments, we're here for you as well. You can also email us at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
Or if you just want to be our friend.
Or if you just want to be our
friend. Have a conversation.
Totally, totally.
About lawns.
We can talk about, you know, how lawns are like the worst thing economically
to ever happen and how, to this planet.
How lawns will be the downfall of
civilization.
That's too funny. Hey, guys, we also wanted to just kick off a reminder because it's so damn pretty. This is Fallen in the Sun. Check it out.
Burn leaf and put our minds on delay, okay. Now allow us to proceed on a trip to last summer when everything was perfect and green. We used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fast stack while we laugh about the past, but that's too vast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. You're so nosy, this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of gore and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other. Until the end of this rhyme, at least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. Get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.
That's, once again, that's Fallen in the Sun. And, we're just, you know, we're just doing it because, it's exciting and it's fun. And we're just trying to remind you guys, you know, just to, check it out, check it out. I want to just, give you guys kind of a quick little, almost blueprint. Not really blueprint, kind of blueprint, kind of like a a list of things that you can do, because you say, oh, well, I can help the community, but where do I start? You know? Like, and just, like, there's obviously, like, so many things you can do, you know, like, oh, like, volunteer to watch the little preschool kids, you know? But, like, I'm talking about, like, real stuff, you know, that, like, really does, like, make an impact. For example, like, honestly, like, something as stupid as, like, organizing a food drive. You know what I mean? Like, anybody can just, like, get up and decide to, like, organize a food drive. And actually, according to Feeding America, the number of Americans receiving food donations is up to 46% since 2006 to 43 million, including 14 million children worldwide. Can you believe that?
It's wonderful.
Dude, but that's like so many kids that could like be fed because of you. You know? It's like silly stuff like that.
That's silly?
It's not great. Silly, but it is kind of like, it is a little, like, it's not silly, but it's like, you just, like, don't think of that. Like, oh, I'm going to wake up today and do a food drive, you know? Let's see, something else that, oh, my God, I have such a problem with this, but I do it. Giving blood. Ugh. Hate it. But I still do it because it makes me feel good. I was actually giving blood once, and I passed out. Can you believe that? I was, like, I was on the thing, and, like, they started pumping it, and you have to, like, squeeze your hand a bunch of times, and I, like, add you, like... conked out. It was bad. Hey guys, something that we want to promote for they're dear friends of ours, so for them, we unconditionally appreciate them and their music. You guys should also check out Our House Records on Facebook and Real Boy. They are really leading the electronic scene in the Bay Area, San Francisco area. And other parts of the Bay. And they're trying to just get out there. They're doing really, really well. They're becoming really successful, and they have some really great music. That's actually the opening to the show. This is like, you know this. You know this. You guys know that one. It's like the opening. And it's like, oh, bang, 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 bang.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
Wow. Too much coffee, Dave. But yeah, definitely check them out. They're really cool. And, you know, they're another, group of kids that are, really supportive of just making a positive impact, in their surroundings. You know what I mean?
Good guys.
Good, really great guys. And you can't not like the music unless you're just not into that kind of genre. But besides that, you really can't not like the music. Justin.
Yes.
I was going to ask personally for your expertise how to go about, I know that like you're like familiar with kind of like, some of the legalities in starting, certain, you know, like not labels, but like starting like a, you know, like what papers you need to sign and like stuff like that, like when it comes to like getting stuff like legitimized. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right?
In terms of music?
In terms of like music, yeah.
Yeah.
And like also like I could be wrong, but just like little events and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that it would be, I was going to ask you if you could possibly not only tell me, but the listeners as well, how you can like really take action on doing something like that. Like, because you can wake up and you can say, okay, I want to do this, but like there's people you need to talk to, there's things that you need to do before you really allow yourself to legitimize a cause. You know what I mean? So what would like probably be for people out there that are listening and are like, oh, I would really like to legitimize and like start a movement or start a little something, like what would be the best way of like first approaching the legitimacy?
Well, I think you need followers.
Okay.
You need support.
Right.
To, you know, people who believe in your cause, whether it be, you know, a charitable movement,
totally.
You know, political, music, art, anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like to reiterate the importance and, you know, positive impact that social media has had.
Right. Okay.
On the world and in terms of spreading a message.
Okay.
I think, you know, any Facebook, anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just start
totally.
You start spreading the word.
Right.
Getting followers, getting people, who really, you know, really want to get involved.
Right. Right.
And then, in terms of legal aspects, if you want to put on an event, you have to go through. You know,
right? Like all,
if,
yeah.
If you want to put on a protest, you
yeah,
you,
like
you
something gotta... just like to make a little bit of an impact. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like now that I think about it, like you really don't need like to sign a paper to get like a few hundred people together and like
no.
throw up a bunch of signs.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just the only problem with that is like. How many videos have you seen of just, like, all these... Okay, there's this video that I saw, like, not too long ago. And I was, like, probably, like, a week or a week and a half ago. And it just reminded me of this. There's this video that I saw of these... it was just, like, a group of, like, kids. They were, like... It was, like, teenagers and, like, kind of maybe, like, mid-20s and stuff. But, like, they were... it was, like, a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of them. Mm. There was, like, a lot of people there. And it was mostly kids. And SWAT team came
yeah.
in. There's literally
the college.
Yeah.
The college ones.
Yeah. 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 Literally, there's this video of like SWAT team coming in and throwing like tear gas,
pepper spray, batons.
In a crowd of like some kids that are just like they were standing, it was a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it just like, it fascinates me. Like, so. Hardcore that like just people think that's like acceptable. Like, what are you like thinking? Like,
yeah, I don't see a threat. I think the excessive violent, you know, using force is just, it's not necessary. But on the other hand,
yeah,
I do
Let's
think that
yeah.
if you look back, you know, a few months ago there were the protests. There were ones at the Capitol. There were ones at
right. Was that like the 99?
UC Berkeley, UC Davis.
Okay.
I believe. And, you know, there's a whole big deal made of the use of, you know, pepper spray.
Okay.
Specifically excessive force on protesters. But I do kind of think people who protest like that, they kind of want that to happen. That gives them
yeah,
more fire.
I
think
that.
They may, you know, kind
protagonize,
of,
kind of like
yeah,
instigate it, yeah,
antagonize, yeah,
antagonize, yeah,
yeah. No, I think that's kind of what they want.
Yeah.
So for them,
true.
It wasn't a bad thing. It got them publicity. They want that to happen.
Totally, you're
but,
right. I didn't
you know,
think of that.
In terms of protesting,
right,
you have to be careful.
Right, totally, and like I don't think of that. You know, like when you like when you're thinking like you just think like, you know, like. These cops are like SWAT teams
yeah,
throwing
yeah.
pepper
I mean,
spray, but in actuality, like
that's what they want. No,
that's
no, it's
totally.
Just like, I'm not supporting.
No,
the
yeah,
police.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they
yeah.
should never
like,
result, you know, resort to violence for that. But I think that's what they want.
Yeah.
Know? That's what fuels them.
I totally agree. Because also, like, once that happens, then it becomes kind of like a public thing, and mm-hmm. then people start to hear about it more and whatever.
Which is good for spreading your message.
Which
yeah,
is totally great, yeah. Especially
great.
If it's, like, for you and against something else, you
yeah.
know what I mean? So it's like these kids
if,
were trying
if
to spread...
it makes you look like the victim.
Yeah.
Then, you know,
yeah.
You're in the clear.
Totally, man. That's funny. I've never thought about that. But as a matter of fact, come to think of it, if you want to spread your message... Get the cops involved. I'm totally kidding.
Just get them to beat you up.
Yeah, right? No, I'm totally kidding.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You will end up in jail.
Or worse.
Dude, but also, there's also certain protests that can start off peaceful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And end in a very violent way. And, like, sometimes you need SWAT team to come down and, like, you know. But that's not what we're talking about over here. We're really just trying to focus on making a difference in your community, making an impact. Have you guys all heard, like, the pebble? Like, if you drop a pebble in a, like, you know, if you drop a pebble in a pond, it'll go wop, 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 wop.
Ripples.
Yeah. I'm like, it'll go wop, wop, wop.
But think they get
you,
it. They get
right?
It.
But if you drop a boulder in a pond, it's like, wop, 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 right? So just like, and I would say that,
Davy Confucius. Damn,
dude. Oh, Confucius, eh? The measurement of that rock, that, like, and this is all metaphorical, obviously, but, like, the measurement of that rock in which is dropped into the pond really is, I would say, the measurement of your will. That's some Fantastic Four shit, man. That's like some Green Lantern.
Maybe the butterfly effect?
Is that what you're going for? Well, no, not the butterfly effect, but like
a small, you know, a small event can cause.
Yeah, okay, yeah, totally. Totally. Small event can cause like
greater reactions.
Huge reactions. Yeah. And what I was saying is like the size of like that pebble, like the size of, you know, whether it's a rock or a pebble, which is like the effect that you make, I would say is all dependent upon your will. Yeah. And your belief in yourself to do these things, right? And check this out. This is going to be a little personal. I was taking a shower. Nice.
Yeah.
I was taking a shower, believe it or not, was it? No, it wasn't today. It was today!
He hasn't showered for a week.
Yeah, I think it was like the last time, probably like 4 months ago is when I showered.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, sounds reasonable. I save water, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but for the lawns.
Yeah. No, but that's funny. No, it was today. I was actually in the shower. Yeah, dude. Wow, days are so scattered. Time is so weird. But regardless, I was in the shower this morning and I started thinking to myself just kind of like about things that I'm fearful of, things that will get in the way of possibly me doing what I want to do and how I want to do it. And the fear was kind of humbling. And I promise this story has like a moral. But I then just like kind of reached this moment within myself where I like really told myself, like, it's a paradox. You know, like the only thing to fear is literally fear itself. And like, if you don't have the fear, then like the magnetics won't bring you to that fear. You know, like if you don't have the fear, like, because fear manifests, you know, anything that, like, you think we, like, at least, like, what I believe is just, like, you know, our realities and what we experience is a product of how we think, you know, and it goes beyond just our perception of things, but it goes into actual, like, mechanics of, like, wavelengths and magnetics between brain frequency, consciousness, and everything else that's out there, whatever. Basically, and, you know, this is just my belief, like, I can only, you know, like, I don't know, Justin, like, what... Mm-hmm. But like you roll with, but like I just think that personally, if you think it, you feed it, and
I agree.
Yeah, totally, right? And like thoughts are things, and so basically, I was here, I was in the shower, and I was just like starting to really get down on myself, thinking like, well, shit, like what if this gets in the way of like me wanting to do this, or what if this happens, or you know this doesn't happen, or this and that, and then I stopped for a second, I was like, no, like just embrace. Like yourself in what you know is true within you, and then it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You can't inhibit yourself.
Right.
You're the only thing that, you know, stands in your own way.
Yeah.
You can't get down.
Totally. And I think that, you know, it's such a simple message and such like an easy thing to say. You know what I mean? Like, oh, like, you know, it's all in you. You know what I mean? Like, how many times have you heard that, like, there's nothing outside of yourself? You know what I mean? Like, it's all... It sounds cheesy, but it's so true. Believe in yourself.
It's true.
It totally is true. And that's another thing that we really try to advocate here on the Vibration Station is belief in yourself. Because so many people today doubt themselves. I doubt myself. I do. But
no,
then, like,
you don't.
No, I don't. You're right.
Silly.
You're right. I am.
It's perfect.
I'm perfect. I'm totally kidding, guys. Totally, totally kidding. But seriously, I mean, I doubt myself, but you just have to catch that doubt. And I feel like doubt and getting over your doubt and getting over your lack of belief in yourself and your getting over the lack of belief is, like, one of the most powerful things you could do for not only yourself, but for humanity. Like, mm-hmm. Do you know how big of an impact you as an individual have on everybody else in your surroundings? Like, if you are totally expressing your total and full self, then other people see that and other people want to be as much of themselves as you are
as much a part of that.
Yeah, totally.
They see that.
They see that.
You know, they want to join, hopefully.
Yeah.
They believe in a similar thing.
Totally. Totally. They just feel that energy, you know? And actually, that's funny because that kind of like circles back into a movement. Wow, check this out, guys. This is some deep shit.
You are the movement.
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm thinking, bro.
Everybody is.
Everybody's the movement. Wow. Whoa, guys. Hey, guys. You're the movement, bro. That was pretty deep, though. Because it's true. You are the movement. You are your own movement. Bowel movement. I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. Every time I've said movement,
in
the back of my mind, it's like bowel, bowel movement.
Finally, it came through. You couldn't hold it back anymore.
In more ways than one. No, that's gross.
Whoa there.
Okay, is this Dave's potty station? I don't think so. No, we're just playing around. But seriously, guys, how cool is that to actually think of yourself when you wake up in the morning? You are your own...
You are your own person.
You're your own person. No, you're your own movement, but you're your own bowel movement. You are your own movement, though, and like... If you love to dance, this is...
You can dance if you want to.
Like, you can dance.
You can leave your friends behind.
Yeah, like... Are we human? Or are we dancers? I don't know, guys. Hey, we're just having a good time in the studio. You know, it doesn't need to make sense to have a good time. If we're having fun, then you're obviously having fun. Or you're like, wow.
Or you've stopped listening.
Yeah, you're like, wow, these guys are crazy. No, we're just playing around.
Davey's lost his loony bin.
Davey's lost his, yeah. That's funny. Davey's lost his loony bell. But that was cool. But seriously, guys, the whole point, the whole topic, you've already understood it. You know, get the movement, this and that. But like, what just the biggest thing that like we really try to advocate on the Vibration Station is believing in yourself and knowing that you have the power to do anything and everything that you want to do. And all we're trying to do, we may sound silly. You know, sometimes we may not make sense, but like, it's like, we're just trying to, you know, really kind of show you examples. Yeah, go on.
Instill that message.
Hell yeah. Because it's the most important message, like, I feel like ever. It's literally the most important thing ever. Like, if you don't have self-worth, Daffy Duck. But seriously, guys, if you don't have, like, self-worth and, like, if you don't believe in yourself to change the world in the way that you want to, then humanity is screwed.
We're going down. Straight up.
Totally. No. I'm going in for the kill, doing it for the thrill. and I'm helping you understand. 323-203-0815. Call in if you guys want. Join the craziness on Dave's Good Vibration Station. But seriously, guys, 323-203-0815. If you're just tuning in now, you're tuning in a little bit late. We got 7 minutes left of this.
Or you can email.
Good Vibration. Or you got shoot a lifetime. Yeah, just shoot us an email. What's
Talk
the email,
us.
Justin?
Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Nope, Dave's Vibration. Oh, dude,
Dave's,
I know.
Dave's Vibration
I
Station.
I always do that.
At gmail.
.com. I always do that. I always say, like, I've done that.
I want to put the good in there.
I want to put the good in there, but Gmail doesn't allow me to.
Nope.
You know, I'm going to start a petition, and I'm going to make a movement to allow...
to allow...
more characters in your Gmail.
Yeah.
Because this is just deceiving.
This is bad.
Dave's Vibration Station, like, that could be any vibration. Not necessarily a good one.
Yeah, it could be
It could be
bad.
A bad vibration. I don't... Nobody likes that.
I'll join you. I'll sign your petition.
Ah, thanks, bro.
We got two.
Yes.
Anybody with us? No.
If you are with us, then you should go on Facebook right now and like Dave's Good Vibration Station on Facebook. See, on Facebook's cool. They let you put.
They let you do whatever you want.
Oh, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. But seriously, check it out. Dave's Good Vibration Station on the Facebook page. Also, Facebook Davey Crockett. Also, Facebook, WMDT. As in,
check them all out.
Weird.
Give us your feedback.
Mouses
don't
talk.
Talk.
Weird.
Yeah, no, that is it.
That's not what it stands for.
You guessed it right.
That's too funny.
It stands for whatever you want.
Totally. Absolutely. And I really like that. It like really flows. You know what I mean? And
thank
like
you.
It's just
I really don't know what it means.
And nobody knows what it means.
Cool on
that's
shirts.
The secret. That's the secret. No, you know what the secret is? I don't know what the secret is. Justin knows what the secret is.
Do I?
Do you?
Do I?
I don't know, man.
Maybe.
We're just mecking around. We're just dicking around on the show. You pretty much understood our whole, like, purpose of, like, being here. And we hope and pray and really appreciate that you guys are out there and you guys are listening, you guys are doing your own things, you guys are, you know, making your own changes to the world. And the greatest, for such a much better way. Like, obviously, if you think it's going to be good to the world, then somebody else will think it's going to be good for the world, to the world, for the world. You know what I mean?
We are the world.
We are the world. Something that you guys can also do, which I think is kind of cool, is like, and I know it's kind of silly, like volunteer, blah, blah, blah. But like, honestly, go to like a hospital or like a senior center, even like an animal shelter, you know?
Old people are cool, man.
Old people are so cool.
You can learn some stuff.
You can. You totally can.
Make some new friends.
Right? It's so true.
Play backgammon.
Right. Yeah.
Knit sweaters.
Knit
it's
sweaters.
Awesome, man.
It's pretty cool, man. You get a free sweater. No, but seriously, like, I also think that, like, you know, volunteering at like a hospital or something is a really phenomenal experience. Because that's not something that hopefully you get to be around every day. And even though that like going to a hospital, for example, is like kind of like down and like really a Debbie Downer and like kind of not negative necessarily, but like, you know, you walk into a hospital, you're like,
it can be morbid.
I'm in a hospital. But like, if you really just like kind of allow yourself to open up and look at like these people that are like in there and like the experiences that like they've been through and stuff, like you're really doing yourself a huge service. You're doing yourself a huge
the world a huge service.
You are. You know what I mean? And something like that. Also animals. Duh. Who doesn't love to play with animals?
Go to your local petting zoo.
Yeah, right? No, that's too funny. Something else that you guys can do, which is I'm a huge advocate of, I'm hypocritical when it comes to this, but start like a little exercise group, you know? Because exercising...
Do yoga.
Oh my gosh. Sunday morning yoga while listening to the vibration station. There you go.
That's where it's at.
That's the life, man. No, but seriously, you guys, and these are things that like nobody needs money for. Like, I find myself sometimes like coming to an issue of like, oh, like, you know, I'll be with, you know, my girlfriend or whatever. And we'll say, oh, like, what do you want to do? Like, you know, and we'll be like, I don't know. Like, we don't really have any cash right now to go out and, you know, but like, if we think about it, there's so many other opportunities and so many other things that we could be doing for free. If only people like you and me got up and started them. For example, like an exercise group, like a bicycle
it's
group.
It's free.
It's positive. Free. And it's positive. Endorphins.
Endorphins
get you high, man. I just bought a...
Try some of these endorphins.
Dude, these are some bomb-ass endorphins, bro. There's some real crystal perp on these endorphins. I'm totally kidding, guys. I'm totally playing around. But seriously, exercise is such a powerful and positive thing that you can do for yourself and for your community. You know, something as silly as a cyclist group or, you know,
anything.
Yoga, anything. It's just all about...
Just find whatever it is that moves you.
Right.
You know, you hear what we say. We're scattered.
Yeah.
We don't even know what we're saying.
Yeah, we don't even know what we're up in the clouds. We're blasting into space.
But there's something. You got to, you know, dig down and find that.
Right.
And take steps toward that.
Right.
Whether that be just your goal in life, if you want to make a positive impact.
Yes.
Just go.
Just do it.
Just do it, man.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
Man.
Totally. Hey, guys. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. We got co-host Justin.
Hello.
And you're going to be hearing a lot more of him every Sunday. Also, go to our Facebook page, like us, Davy Crockett. Also, obviously, Dave's Good Vibration Station. We love you. Send you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter.
See you later.
Have a blessed Sunday. Bye-bye.
D-A-V-I-E-C-R-O-C-K-E-T-T. Let's be the shit. In our land, we want to see we pump the same blood as these kings and queens. We build empires with wood from trees. We say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch an MC on his toe. If he hollers, let him flow. Pray to God he doesn't choke. Fuck it, man. Let's smoke. Just another deep motivator, an excuse to puff up past. Go back to class. Rhythm won't get you anywhere in life, right, Dad? Little to my understanding, I'm so young, shit is demanding. I paint a pretty picture with my mind's eye with a million words. I see kids holding up diamonds. I see stars keeping me shining. I see teachers keeping me whining. I see my wings keeping me flying. Above circumstances keeping me down. The darkness compounds, love surrounds, and our music is bound to shake the ground like two kings with two crowns. It's absolutely possible, more like unstoppable. When it hits you, makes your spine chill like you